You're listening to The Edward Fowler Show. Now, here's your host, Edward Fowler.
And a very good evening to everyone watching here on youtube.com/Edward Fowler or on your favorite audio platforms. We are joined tonight by, I think, the lead vocalist. I'm going to say that. I could be wrong. You can correct me any time. From Bear Jams. Please welcome along Ollie to the show. How are you this evening? And much appreciated for your time as well, by the way.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me, Evan.
Absolutely. Because, of course, when I reached out to you, I was going to say, I think when I reached out originally, I think, I'm just going to double check right now, the 24th of March, I reached out to you. And, of course, we had some scheduling issues because I think when you responded back with a date, I had somebody else booked in, and then I thought, well, let's just do it after your tour. So that's what we've done. We will get into that in just a moment. But out of curiosity, when you first got the inquiry, did you Google me first to check out the show before you responded to me directly?
I had a little look, yeah, for sure. Yeah, totally. You've chatted to some interesting people, mate. And I'm not used to doing these sort of interviews, and I don't get asked very often. So I thought, why not? You know, I've got nothing to lose.
Yeah, exactly. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain. In all good fun as well, because you know, I came across you guys on Instagram. It was an advertisement. I think it was your tour. And I thought, you seem very cool guys. I thought I would reach out and see if I can bring you guys on. And I got a very quick response in that regard. And here we are this evening. So thank you so much again for your time.
No problem.
But talk to, I guess, my viewers and listeners about your tour then. How has it been going so far? And I mean, it's gone quite quickly as well.
It's gone very quick. It's scary how fast time goes anyway. But when you're on the road, it goes even quicker. We had our last show in Salisbury on Saturday. And it was honestly the whole tour has just been magic. We started off in, I think it was Manchester, and did 12 dates throughout the month. And it's just been, honestly, man, I can't say anything, you know, bad about it. It's just been, from all the venues, the way it's been organized, our man Jake, who's the sax player at Bear Jams, he's worked his bum off trying to organize this whole thing and trying to get, you know, he's effectively our booking agent, he's just done such a great job. And the fans that turn up, you know, we can't thank them enough for just, you know, showing the love and making it so special, mate. It's been such a great month.
Absolutely. I can't disagree anymore with that. And that's the reason why I got you on the show, because I remember you were coming to Manchester, and that's why I got you on the show, to promote the Manchester show, because, of course, Manchester is the best city in the world for everything. So I'm glad you've experienced it. And I do hope that the Mancunians who came out to see you guys showed you nothing but love and support. If you did not get that receipt, let me know, and I'll make sure to let these people know that they failed.
Thank you. Well, yeah, you don't have to call any cronies, man. It was a good one. And it was the first one on the tour, so like there was inevitably some cobwebs that were blown off.
Of course.
But that didn't take away from the, you know, it was all very minor stuff. But yeah, man, it was good fun. We can't wait to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, as you mentioned about, you know, things may go wrong on the first day, that's you know, makes sense, because, you know, it's, you've got to iron those things out as you progress. And I'm sure from when you began the tour in Manchester to where you finished, and was it Shrewsbury you mentioned?
Salisbury.
That was close.
Yeah.
I'm sure you saw a big difference in where you began to where you ended.
There was. I mean, like, to be honest, like from the next show in Leeds, we had all our little micro problems that we all have felt individually. We kind of ironed them out straight away. And the thing about the Salisbury show is that, like, all of a sudden, like, inhibitions went. We were just kind of like, it was our last show of the tour, and because of that, I think we just had extra fun. But like, the whole thing's been great. Like, I mean, the Falmouth show was just unbelievable. Like, it was just ear deafening, the response we got. It was just unreal. And you know, it's like, you know, we're playing small independent venues, and we're doing it all independently, so it's a lot of work. But we just love it, and as it just feels like it's on the right trajectory at the moment, which is great, great fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll also talk about some other dates you've got lined up, according to your official website. We'll get into that shortly as well, as I'll show on the screen. You've also got new music as well, because I know you've got the, I guess, the physical of it, which is quite interesting. This is very different from other artists in a good way. So nothing bad on you. It's nice that you've got the physical out first before it comes out on streaming, because usually it's the opposite way around when I bring on different guests. So I like the technique and the guest, the angle you've approached it as well.
Yeah,
we'll get into that in just a minute. I'm going to upload the picture. I hope I got the right one. Yeah, this is going to show that. So we got the full circle. You can see that's the image directly off the website on your screens right now. I will say no more to you.
It's just it was just, folks, basically this whole album, we've obviously produced it, our trumpet player, and we've just, Seb and I took a load of photos one day in London, and just, that was one of the photos we liked, and it's all kind of come together. At like, this album was a funny one. It's kind of a bit of a transition period for Bear Jams. We kind of like had some new members join. Craig, our drummer, stepped in for this album, and our new drummer, he's just fantastic. He's been the band 2 years now, and he's just a great player, loves what he does, and he's just a great energy. So he's on the album. We've got Ben Vise as well, who's actually played for us before as a saxophone player for many years, but like in behind the scenes. But he's actually now our keys player, and he's just a force to be reckoned with. He's just a mad musician, and we're just very lucky to have a group of people that have the same focus, and this album was the start of that, really. And we're actually back in the studio in like 2 weeks. We go down to this little studio in Wales called Giant Wafer, and it's just a little like arch retreat, man. You're just in the middle of nowhere. It's like a live-in studio, so you just get to nestle into the music, and it's just so much fun. And we've done that quite a few times now, and it's going to be really exciting to get in there with the new lads and just get creative, man. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and yeah. I guess with the new guys as well, they can bring new ideas. And I guess
new ideas, new energy, new love. Like, I've been doing Bear Jams since I was like 17, and I'm 32, so I've been doing it a long time, and there's been very like a lot of rotation of members, and a few members that were like Sam, the guy I started the band with, he left a couple of years ago. I saw Craig replaced the drummer. You know, it was a lot of different faces, a lot of new air, and it was kind of getting a little bit, not stale is not the right word, but it was just becoming that little bit harder. And I myself was struggling with the idea of like, is this what I want to do anymore? And having Craig and Ben in the band, and you know, working with our sound engineer Beth and Will Fenton, who's like, just so Beth Dennett and Will Fenton are like our tech team, and we've had a guy called James Burton on as well this tour, and just having these people come on and give their time is just made me fall back in love with it, you know. And we've got my sister and Seb's sister on the backing vocals every now and again, and it just feels really like a big family affair, and we're one big family, and it's just such a lovely thing to be a part of. So yeah, it's good we've kind of come to that conclusion after years of turbulence, you know. So
absolutely, and it's a good, you know, a good story, and it does show that, you know, it might be all high and, you know, dry on the outside looking in, you know, like on your social media and when you're on tour and such, but in reality, you know, people do go through hardships behind the scenes, and especially with what you just mentioned about the last few years where you may have even thought about even stopping altogether. So we're all happy that you haven't and that you've found new love again.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's just like, I mean, the music game was, you know, no one ever goes in it to make like money per se. Like, and it's fine when you're younger, but like when you get a little bit older, you start to, I don't know, naturally you look at other people that are kind of settling down, they're a bit more stable, and you know, the music game, especially as an independent artist, is tough, especially in the UK, and it's a minefield out there. But that's why it's so important to surround yourself with people that care about you and want the same things, and you know, you just keep picking each other up like we do in our band, and move forward. That's all you can do, and just don't quit.
Absolutely. And you've got a very good support group behind you as well, so it's great to see. So I hope that continues for you for years to come. And as you said, we got, you know, you mentioned about new music coming as well, guys. Yep. About what's next as well in my title of this video and audio of where you may get this. And I've got to ask, you know, for the purpose, because a lot of people who listen or watch this on my side may have never heard of you today.
So
what is your purpose, let's say? What is your message to those people to try and get them to A, listen to your new album, either by buying it right now or by streaming it on June the 26th, I believe.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. It's
days time, which will soon be here, by the way. We're not that far from June now. And as well, secondly, how can you get them to come out to your shows to see you in person as well, to get that connection and to feel you more?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something for everyone in there. Like we've noticed on our live shows, you've got, people from the age of like five, well, not five, but like there are young fans in there. And we've got, people our age and people older. There's like all, it's just all different types of people coming to our shows. And it's really nice to see that. So I do think that because we kind of bend genres a little bit, we have a lot of, we're kind of, what I wrote down, try, I've always worry about, not worry, but confuse myself on what the genre is because we do cross it quite a bit. But we are like feel good, soulful pop, basically. And we've like hints of jazz, hints of reggae, hints of funk. And it's a bit of a fusion in that sense. But it's just music that wants to make you feel good, and it's a good, the live shows, where the magic is. We can go from anywhere from like a three piece, well, I can go on my own if I want to, but all the way up to like a 13 piece band if we want, with extra horns. We want to try and put a show on in SWX on the 1st of May next year. And we want, if we can afford it, we want to try and get, string section, the lot. So it's gonna, we've got a lot of big things in our minds and our hearts that we want to try and achieve. And it's, yeah, we're fingers crossed we can.
I'm sure you will.
And you can just go to the website. We're on the website, all the social media platforms. You can find, we constantly making posters. Like Dave, our bass player, he's poster king, and he just, he pumps that out and updates the website as much as possible. So he, yeah, just keep an eye on.
Absolutely. And we've got a live comment as well. We've got Harry Hawk 1996 in the comments saying, "Love ya, my man," with an exclamation mark. Thank you so much for your lovely comment and for tuning
Thank
in
you,
this
Harry.
evening. And of course, the comments here do appear on your screen, unlike some places where you just get the shout but no actual acknowledgement on screen. So we've done the both here as well. Looks like you had a someone phoning you there for a second.
No, I was actually trying to see the comments, but I couldn't see
Oh no worries.
it.
I wasn't
So.
complaining either because I've had it a few times where I've had guests on the show and then all of a sudden just get loads of phone calls out of a sudden I'm going,
Uh-oh.
what's going on? I mean, it's the only time, but yeah, it's great. But speaking about your website, I'm gonna show right now here on the screen. Let me just make sure I show the right angle. Yeah, there we go. So you've got some upcoming dates coming up so where people can find you. So let's go
Yeah.
run through them. Feel free to correct me at any time if they are incorrect. But on the May the 30th, you were going to be in the Netherlands.
We are indeed, yeah, in Darimbo, I believe.
Yes.
Very, very good friends of ours. We've been lucky to play in the Netherlands quite a few years. And we've always had great fun there playing. And the guys at Indurimbo, they've always looked after us, and they're like part of the Bear Jams family, really. And we were going to be playing their festival they put on there, and it's a great, always great fun. It's like, so yeah, that'd be good laugh, that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, after the Netherlands, you then return back to, I believe, the UK, with another date in London, the capital city, the Colours Hoxton. I mean, you pronounce
Yeah.
it. And then, as in June the 11th, 2026.
That's going to be one to look out for as well, because it's the Ness Jessens. So they put on some wicked events, like some nights, and they bring around some really good musicians. And it's going to be something a little bit different that night. So definitely recommend coming down to that one if you're local.
Like that. Or if you're not local, buy a ticket and
Or
come
if
on
you're not
down.
local,
Yeah,
exactly.
come on
In fact,
down.
make the trip for sure.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
you've got my interest now by saying it's going to be something different, and I
Yeah.
guess from what if people came to your tour in these different cities you went to, then they're going to see something completely different if they come to join
Yeah, they
you.
would. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, you do. And then of course in October, of course there might be more dates added as well before October. But at the moment, you're going back to the Netherlands again in October, at the De Heling or Helling, good place in October the 7th, and then October the 8th, you're in Noble in the Netherlands again, and October the 9th in the Netherlands again, and as you mentioned before, May the 1st, you'll be in Bristol at the moment. Of
Yep.
course. More dates will be announced, I'm sure, as the
Yeah.
year goes on and as we get closer to May of next year. But yeah, some incredible places. Is there any other places you want to be able to tour? Because you've got the Netherlands now on your bucket list and be able to tick that off. Is there other places you would love to be able to take?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a couple of shows in France this year, which is going to be our first time properly playing there. We've played in France before, but not like a club show. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. Thankfully, Seb speaks French, which is very handy.
Yeah, I was looking here.
We did play there once on top of this castle,
Yeah.
and it was like a sit down sofa sounds esque sort of thing. And it was a beautiful backdrop. We'd just come off the back of like a 10 week like trip around the whole of Europe. We did like mad amount of miles, and it was just a crazy time. And we ended up on this castle top, and there was these people watching in the audience, and they didn't really respond at all till the very end. And when Seb said thank you in French for this little spiel, and they all just got up and clapped, and it was like that's what it took to win them over. So I might start with that this time. But yeah, I mean, we'd love to go to Australia. We'd love to go to New Zealand. There's talks of going to Canada. We've got some good friends of ours from a band called The Free Label, who we've just did a show with them in the a couple of shows with them, one in Manchester, one in London at the Jazz Cafe, which was just unreal. We played we got, hope we got a couple of tracks for them coming out as well. So there's talk of going to Canada and getting our stuff, some movements there. But yeah, we'll see how things go. We'll see how the world's looking and how things pan out, man, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, some incredible places as well. So
yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there is a lot of great bands out in Canada as well at the moment, and especially in Australia as well. I keep seeing this one particular
Yeah, there
band
it is.
making a lot of covers on things as well. We do have another comment in the in our YouTube live chat. Just to be all live, we have got a comment from Exorcist. How you pronounce it? Sorry about that, if mispronunciation. But they're saying you guys were unreal in Salisbury. With three capping emerges. So
yeah,
certainly nothing bad. Just me trying to pronounce the names on these YouTube comments.
Thank you very much. It's good.
Yeah, actually, much appreciated for you guys for tuning in as well. And you mentioned some collaborations there as well. I mean,
yeah.
is there people you know you would love to collaborate with as well?
There's some people we want to collaborate with, and there's a guy called Ace Clark who we're really trying to tie down with this song we're writing at the moment, and I think it's a lovely song. It's a song called Lifeline, and we're going to try. He wants to. We've written a verse basically. We're trying to get that recorded and over the line this year, which would be great. But I mean, like as in far in regards to like. Ideal, dream supports. I mean, anyone and everyone. I mean, like we want to collaborate with many people as possible in as many different mediums and as many different genres. And we just want to work with as many creative people as we can. But like Ray's got an amazing voice. Like really into Jordan Rakai, Martin Luke Brown, Nectar Wood. She's really good. So like, just there's a lot of artists out there which if our worlds collided, that I'd snap their arm off to write music with. But yeah, there's a lot of great artists out there, man. So get in touch if you love it, and we'll just see what we can do. There's no limits. That's the beautiful thing about kind of being independent. It's as much as it's harder and it's a longer slog, like you do have a lot of free rein, and like the you can do what you want in it to some degree. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. You just have a lot bit of will, and just ask sometimes.
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't realize how much work goes into it as well, being independent, as well. With A, creating music, B, promoting it, C, then, getting, venues as well, and going to tour, and as well, keeping on top of social media as
Yeah,
well.
it's a lot, man. Yeah,
It
it's a lot.
is, especially in this modern days where you, if you don't, are you, if you're not, as a popular on social media or trying to stay relevant on social media, people just find
Yeah.
something else, the next person or the next band, don't they? So
Yeah,
it's really tough.
it's really tough. And I think, like, I mean, I'm lucky because I've got my boys behind me who we all compartmentalize kind of what we need to do. And I'm lucky because I've got I write a lot of I'm kind of like the chief songwriter. They call me Spider for they embellish what I'm doing there. And then they all kind of pick up the back end. There's a lot of the lads like Jake and Seb really like fire the back end of it, the business side of it, which is really good. And they're at max capacity, if I'm honest. Like it's tough, and we are looking for expanding our team if it's right. But we can't, because there's a guy called Terry Moore who gives us a hand on the back end as well, and it's just been a massive help. But any help's welcomed. But we didn't want to have to rely on other people to get our music out there and to tour. So by having the means to do it, and all of us willing to put the time in, as on the side of our normal jobs and our normal lives, like it allows us to do what we love, So you've got to pull together. I feel sorry for solo artists out there that are just doing it on their own, because it's tough, man. It's really tough,
No, it
and
is.
it's expensive, So you got to, yeah, you got, yeah, it's
Well,
tough.
no, it is tough. And I had a gentleman on a couple of months ago who got in music more older in the industry, and he's saying it's much harder
Yeah.
for him to get exposed with his music because, like, for instance, on the BBC, they have a lot of these introduction shows on the BBC for younger artists like yourself and many others, but for his generation, Richie Murphy be on Radio 2, there is no introduction on Radio 2, and he's very much trying to change that so that people around his age group who want to get into music can make it easier as well to break in.
I think like there's not much in the UK from like that really champions that, and like being good live. Like I think like, you know, in like places like Australia, you've got like the Triple J show, and there's a lot of like platforms there that really promote like lots of Jules Hollands, you know, like, I mean, there's kind of like people out there that are really pioneering live shows and if you can do it and songwriting. And I think more of that would kind of help break down the barriers of age and whatnot. So you know, fingers crossed there's more of that comes for over the years, because, you know, that's how I like to watch music anyway, and like discover new artists is trying to see them do it live, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, festivals is another great way to get that experience and develop new fans, basically, because you go there to see one person, you come back with like five new bands you fall in love with as well.
Yeah, totally, you do. Yeah, they're great. I mean, we do have a good festival scene here as well. So I mean, like, yeah, it's all of that sort of thing's great.
I mean, have you got any festivals lined up at the moment?
Yeah, we've got a couple. We've got Altitude Festivals coming up. We've got Wild Meadows, B-Side of Cider. Kind of like some decent, small, low-key ones, some really family-oriented ones, which would be really nice. And yeah, like we're looking to try and get next year's diary filled up as quickly as we can.
Yeah, because it's crazy, isn't it? Because even though you're performing this year and getting things ready for your sets, you before we get on tour this year, but you're also going to back in your mind thinking about where we're going to go next year as well. So that's just crazy to think you're already thinking 12 months ahead now. maybe even 18 months ahead.
You do kind of think that far ahead for sure. I think especially with releases and things like that, like lining up kind of what you do kind of want to plan that far ahead, I think, because you don't want to finish a tour and finish an album and be like, what's next? You know, it's kind of the way that the engine keeps moving is by moving, if you know what I mean. So like you gotta keep going, but see what happens, man. It's, you never know what's around the corner, but it just feels really good at the moment. So no, we'll double down and see what happens.
Well, I do hope that, you know, your success continues to thrive as the year goes on, and all the success to come with the new album when it comes out on the streaming side of things is again on June 26th, within 50 days, by the way. And I'm sure you'll be getting some brand new fans who will find your music somehow, some way on these streaming platforms. It really amazes me where you get fans from like places you never thought of would either find your music or listen to your music. And
yeah,
it's just crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, totally, man. And you're like, you know, you never know who's on the other end of it. So it's got to keep plugging away, put yourself out there. That's, you know, that's one of the reasons. I mean, you know, streaming platforms, you know, there's a lot of conversation, I'm not going to go into and name names, about like, you know, what platform to be putting on yourself on, etc., and whether to use them. But at the end of the day, like, if your music's getting out there to people and it's helping them and they're listening to it and they're enjoying it, then that's the main goal, really. You know, it's music for everyone, not for just yourself, if you know what I mean. So
indeed.
Yeah.
And you've also put that on the nail the head there, by the way, because of the fact that there's so many different places now where you can distribute music. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
For you know, if you understand the, I guess, the algorithms and the trend of the day, you can get a gist of what will do well on what platform. And I guess so far with the physical side of it, because we'll put it up again on the screen now, of the album Full Circle, which you can see the list of the tracks there, so we'll read out in just a moment. The physical side of things, how's the reaction been so far? Hopefully mostly positive, I hope.
Yeah, all great, man. Like, so we've had all the physicals for sale at shows. It kind of brings the power in our own little way back to physical music, and it's been a good way of like just getting people to the shows because they know they can get their hands on it. And we did a Kickstarter last year for a new van, so the people that pledged in that, they got that straight away. And we got the new van, by the way. It's an amazing bit of kit. Our man Chris helped us do it up, and it's an absolute been a game changer. So yeah, it's going to come out. I'm releasing one track a month on the DSPs until all of them are out, which is on the 26th of June. So you've got another couple of months yet. Oh no, it's next month.
Next month. Less than a month to go.
Time going.
Or according to Spotify, it says 50 days. I mean, I looked before this conversation. It's got a countdown there. But it does run through the tracks, which will be available on the full album when it does come out. Of course, many of you may already have it already if you bought it at the shows. So you've got Flow, you've got Cause and Effect, you've got Kites, Say No More, On Our Way, Basements, which I did preview to hype this conversation up this evening on my Instagram. I think the other one is Shover, I think. Wust, Crusher, Caught in the Middle, Ivy, Leo, Full Circle, obviously, How Far, Too Far, and a bonus tracks on Slide D.
A couple of sneaky ones on side on the second side. So it's kind of like we had too much music for a single LP, but we didn't have enough for a double. So we ended up putting some extra songs on the end there for the people can discover when they buy the album.
Yeah, I like that. Good teaser. Yeah, I love teasers. So you've read my requirements. We do have another comment in the YouTube live chat coming in from the same user as before. Exorcist, Full Circle, leading into How Far? Request a mark. Blew my mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty. Seb arranged some strings, and the girl that came in and did it just did an amazing job, man. And it was hairs on the back of the neck. I remember listening to them record it live, like it was unreal. And they're the girls we want to try and get on the show in the SWX if we can. I mean, it's I'm saying it out loud and putting it into the universe now because we'd like it to happen. But that's a nice little moment. That so thank you very much for saying that.
Absolutely, mate, definitely. Do please, you mentioned earlier about shouting out your social medias. Just tell me right now of your social medias, just for people listening and watching this as well. And I also will tag your YouTube channel in my description below. I've not done that. There was a reason why I didn't do that, because it wouldn't allow me to tag it at the time. Sometimes it does that to me, but I will get that fixed. People can actually go to your YouTube channel from this video. And I will also send you a link as well in the next 24 hours where you can collaborate on this video. So apparently this video will appear on your YouTube channel if you accept the collaboration request.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yes, it's just at Bear Jams. It's just as simple as that. Naked Bear, not the Grizzly Bear. And there you'll find us all on all those things.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok,
YouTube. I'd have to admit, like, my X game is non-existent, and TikTok, I find it hard to use, but we're on there. And if Instagram and Spotify and Apple Music, we're on all the streaming platforms. So if the website and our mailing list, you can sign up to that via our website as well to get, like, you know, first dibs on all things Bear Jams. So get involved.
And I'm just going to share the website again here right now. That is the official website, bearjams.com, and you'll be go to this page. Oh, sorry, that's not the right page. Let me just go to this is the home page. When you go to the website, you'll get to this here, and you can see a full circle of now available and the top tracks as well, and upcoming gig dates as well, which we read out before. And you can go to their newsletter at the bottom to subscribe to keep up with all the latest regarding what Bear Jams are up to as well.
Happy days. Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome. I'm happy to promote my guests. That's the main thing. I'll make sure we tick all the boxes before we end this conversation.
Yeah,
I know,
sure.
Your food is cooking at the moment in your oven. How does it smell at the moment?
It's incredible. Incredible.
Can we ever see you maybe on Saturday Morning Kitchen Live or MasterChef or something like that in the future?
I mean, I don't know about that, no. But we do. It's quite funny, actually, the talk of food, because we on our tour, we all do love to cook, and we all cook for the road and take a little microwave around with us. So we all don't have to, like, we don't eat pizzas and stuff every night. We're like, eat quite well. And we're going to the studio in a couple of weeks, so I'm interested. We'll probably do a little Dine With Me, a couple of episodes of that, maybe on the story, see what happens.
Well, yeah, maybe even do a mini YouTube series or something as well.
We probably will.
Well, I mean, you know, hopefully one day you might think, I might do this, I might go on MasterChef or that other show on Channel 4, is it called, like, I can't think of the name of it now. He's been on BBC at one point as well, but
it's Ready, Steady, Cook.
Ray Say Cook as well, and even the that cake show, I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, that's also another option as well. I mean, any chance of you doing any reality shows maybe in the future?
I doubt it very much. We're very, very far away from anything like that. I mean, it's...
Well, never say never. I mean, if they came calling, would you be interested?
I mean, if you want to if you want to put me on traitors and pay me to put on traitors, then yeah, sound. But the thing is with that program is I don't know what I'd be. I think I'd be a rubbish traitor. That's for starters.
Would you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I giggle all the time. A nervous laugh. It'd be a nightmare.
But it might be a good evil laugh though. You know, with a trait.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, we will let you go in just a moment. I want to give you the floor now for a final word. Is there anything you want to mention here tonight which I've not personally brought up, which you think is very important to get off your chest? I'll give you the final floor.
No, I mean, just thank you to everyone that's come to every one of these shows that we've just done. It's been one of our favourite tours we've ever had, and we're just looking forward to doing more of you all. So thank you very much if you listen to this and you're there. Just want to say a massive shout out to Bear Brew, our coffee. So Fossil Coffee in Bridport, they did a collab with us for this tour for coffee for our own beans, and that was amazing. And same goes to Boujon Bakery and some biscuits. We had a wonderful little array of things on our merch table this year, so thanks. You know, we're going to do it again, hopefully. So, but yeah, just wanted to give a shout out to those guys. And yeah, thanks, man, for having me on.
Absolutely a pleasure. And again, thank you so much for your time. And I got to say, lastly, let's leave on a high. Who would you suggest for me to contact to come on the show after yourselves here this evening?
Oh, goodness me, man. I mean, the our friends from the Free Label, they're amazing. You know, they're in Canada, they're very busy lads, so you know, I don't know about how easy it'd be to get hold of those guys, but Eden Lowell, she's a good friend of ours, and you know, Molly Gone Mad, they're good lads. The Strawberry Lace, that's another band. So they're just bands we've been working with recently that they're really putting a lot of work in, and we wish them all the best as well, you know. So any extra exposure, as it doesn't matter how large or small it is, just push their way.
Yeah. I will definitely reach out and look into those and see what we may do here on the show. So thank you so much for those great suggestions. And thank you once again for your time. I think we are in limits of half an hour to 45 minutes. So I think I did well there.
Absolutely fine. Nailed it.
Great.
You've been listening to The Edward Fowler Show. Be sure to leave a 5-star rating on both Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
And leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or follow on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts to get new episodes every week. For more, please follow me on Facebook and Instagram, Edward Fowler Show.
Or on X, _Edward_Fowler_.
Or visit my website at edwardfowlershow.com.